What up, boys? Lessons from the Lave. Elul is upon us. Of course, Pasha Shoiftim will try to relate a message that applies to all the aspects. I saw a beautiful idea this morning in the Sifsei Chen, quoted in the name of a sefer called the B'nai Binyamin, which quotes it in the name of the great B'nai Yisachar. B'nai Yisachar says the following thing, Shamru B'Shem Tzadikim, Hashem Yirosh Chodesh Elul Ad Chanukah Meir Berakia Ke'ein Tavnit Yad Pshuta. That from now, from Elul until Chanukah, the Rebbeinu Sha'olam Kiviyochol's hand is Pshuta, is out begging us to come back. L'kabel habale tshuva, to accept our tshuva. The koyach of tshuva, gedola kol kach, shebechol hashana, imchas v'sholom harbe l'posheya, ad shenem b'pnei b'darchei tshuva. During the rest of the year, never chas v'sholom if we sin, so we have to go through the whole process. But during this time, the Rebbeinu Shalom sticks his hand down and says, soy mechashel l'chol ha'noifle. The Sifrei Musar explained to us this time, "Bimei rotzum shel Elul aseres mei tshuva sheyadol shel Kadosh Baruch Hu pitucho lekabel shivim gam leelu." Even those who are not so worthy of that, it's a tremendous, tremendous thing. The month of Elul, sheniftach eis rotzon. He says he compares it to quotes a sefer called the Yigal Yaakov. Sheniftach eis rotzon kemo biyitzias Mitzrayim. Berega, the second that they got out of Mitzrayim, Yatsu Mimem Tet Shari Tuma. All of a sudden, right, they were on the 40, right, they were the worst of the worst, I'm sorry to say. The 49th level of Tuma, and boom, they pop out of it. It's a tremendous thing, what Elul has. Rabben, who I should really dedicate the shir to, because with not him, I would be talking to myself for the last 7 weeks. So Rabben pointed out yesterday something beautiful. Av, it's hard to say that Av is a very special month. Why is it hard to say? Because we think Av is Tisha B'Av. But Av still reminds us of Menachem Av, the father that's coming to Menachem us, to comfort us. And the whole month surrounds that. We said the next, you know, the seven Nechemta, even though yesterday was Machar Chodesh, we still had the Haftorah, because we have to have Nechama. We need Nechama because he's our dad. But then comes Elul, and the famous, of course, you know, Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. I am, right? He's a Dodi. Dodi's even closer than an Av. And it's true, I pointed out, you know, Avinu Malkeinu, and that's great. But it's even closer. A Dodi is the hand sticking out and saying, come, Ani L'Dodi, I love you. I want you to do better. What's wrong with you? Come on. Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. That's a tremendous idea. I heard this beautiful idea from Rav Chaim Marcus. It's so beautiful. In the name of Baba Sharebi. Schos Yogan Aleinu. So the Baba Sharebi says such a beautiful thing. Listen to this. We know that everybody loves, I don't know why, Elul got so fortunate. Because Elul is the month of, sitter or whatever. Elul is the month of a lot of mnemonic devices, right? So we say in Elul, Yesh Koyach, we say in Elul, Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, right? Inul L'Yodo, so look, open up to Az Yashir. So, Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, right? Inul L'Yodo V'Samta L'Cha, Ish L'Yayim Matan Asaf, right? We have all these different things. Comes along the Baba Sharebi and says, I got another one for you. You think there aren't enough? I found another one for you. Right in the beginning of Az Yashir. And this is awesome, because we know that Az Yashir was this spontaneous song of the Rebbeinu Shalom being on our side. We just spoke about the Memtet Shari Tuma. Now finally, the Kriyas Yamsuf is this ultimate level. And he says like this, right in the beginning of Az Yashir, the Pasuk says, Az Yashir Moshe v'nei Yisrael, Es Ashira Hazos, and here we go, V'yamru le'mor, Ashira la'Hashem, V'yamru le'mor, Vav Lamed, Aleph Lamed, a little bit backwards, but that's it. V'yamru le'mor. So what's so important? Because this song is to Hashem saying, I will sing to you Hashem. Ki ga'al ga'al, because there was a triumph that happened here. We think of Geula as the ultimate Geula. That's it, we're out. No, there's another Geula of us recognizing how much Hashem loves us. Of us saying that we're not bad people. If Aaron Salvechik would finally point out, when we wake up in the morning, we say, well, Kai Neshama be, excuse me, Tahiri. Right? The other nations have the opposite approach.
we were born damned, and we have to get out of it somewhere. No. Yahadus believes you're pure. You just have to clean up the purity. Right? The window's a little foggy. Take off through the windows. Comes along the Babish Rebbe, and he says, that's the ultimate geula, is recognizing the greatness. Ashir Lashem, I sing to you because you love me. And you want me. There's nothing better than that. Also, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik would say that in the month of Elul, so we know that if I was to look at what's the ultimate, so I had the greatest chus ever. The first time I ever spoke to Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, I asked him a question. I've rarely heard this many times, but it's partial shows to him, so I have to say it. And my question was, how is it that the brothers of Yosef did such a bad thing? They sold their brother to die? How could it be? So he says to me that when you look at the pasuk, that's not really what happened. I asked him the question. And I said the key is in the pasuk that says, Aval Hashem Nomnach. The parshas Mik is Aval Hashem Nomnach. Because the word aval, we generally think is the word is but, right? But is the worst word. Because but is always saying, well, I know I did something wrong, Dad, but this is the reason why I did it wrong. I know I didn't come to daven every morning, but I can't get up in the morning. Right? I know I'm not a good learner, but I have ADD. No. Aval means indeed, the brother said we did something wrong. The highest level of tshuva of the Rambam says is aval, Hashem Yimanach. Indeed, forget about no excuses. Aval Hashem Yimanach. I realize the greatness inside of me. I realize the Ashir La Hashem. That's awesome. So I asked Rav Aaron this question, it doesn't come to anything yet. And here's what Rav Aaron says to me. Looks at me and he goes, Kushta, Kushta. I'm like, what? Kushta, Kushta. And I'm like, oh my God, this rabbi's out of here. And he sees, I don't know what's going on. He opens up a chumash and he points. Aval Hashem Lo Nachna says the word Kushta in the Targum Unklus. Okay, I still don't understand. Not a big Targum Unklus guy. And then he goes to our parasha shayt. And when it says, Sedek, Sedek, Tirdoif, what does he say? He says, Sedek, Sedek, Tirdoif is the ultimate level of justice, of doing things in the right way. You see, the brothers really, really thought that what they did was right. They were betzedek. They thought that, hey, every one of the avos had a child that was off the derech. You had a Yishmael, you had an Esav. This is Eri Shmuel Esav. Rachman Litzlan, not true, of course. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdof reminds us of the ultimate level of justice has to be pursued through justice. That has to be emes. So we have to be emistic with ourselves. We have to remind ourselves who we are, what we are, and what we can become. That's what Chodesh Elul starts on. The Rebbe Shlomo gave us this awesome months where he takes his hand and he takes it out. Hamelech Batzada. What's a Hamelech Batzada? Everybody loves the song. But what's the concept? The concept is the glorious concept of the Rebbe Shlomo is on my side. He's here holding his hand down and saying, I'm with you. No other month is like this. I'm giving you this extra time. Wake up. But Betzedek, Bekushta, be honest with yourself. Admit what you've done is wrong. And move on to be the greatest person in the world. Very strangely, in the parasha, I think very strange if I can say that, it's talking about the laws of war, and all of a sudden, in the middle of the laws of war, it says, Ki tatsur el-ir, you get to a town, yamim rabim, right, lilachem, aleh, now you see fruit trees, and, you know, no offense, but it's war. You've killed people, sometimes you have to destroy some fruit trees. It talks about Baal Tashkas. We think about Baal Tashkas with food and all these things, it's true. But the original Baal Tashkas, the Issa D'oraisa, is not cutting down fruit trees. Why can't you cut fruit trees? Ki Adam Eis HaSada. Clearly there's some sort of analogy over here between man and trees. Man and destroying. Number one, this is my own little chiddush, but many talk about Ki Teitzei La Melchama, the Melchama of the Yetzirah. Right? During Elul, of course, we read this parasha. There's a Melchama. So here's a Melchama. You're in the middle of the Melchama of the Yetzirah. And the Rebbe Shlomo says, wait, don't waste yourself. You're a tree. Ki Adam Eis HaSada. Says the Maharal, the comparison to trees is far-reaching in its significance. Just as a tree grows branches, twigs, flowers, and fruits to fulfill its tafkid in the world, so too man is put on this earth to be productive, to labor, to produce, to be moral, to have intellect, to have spiritual truth. That's the reward, the fruits. But further, what's an eitz? An eitz has two very interesting parts of it. It has the roots that are firmly planted in the ground that actually go down, and the bark, the tree, we hope, wants to grow up. It's that dichotomy of man. The fruits going up to Shamayim, my ruchnis, but I'm firmly planted with gashmis. Pasuk tells us that when Yaakov Avinu, the Av of Golos, he's the one that we most relate to. He's our Meiriv. We're in the Meiriv time. We're just before the birth pangs of Mashiach, just before the light comes out. The lightest time. So what is it? Yaakov has the dream, and it says, Sulam Mutzav Arza. There was a Sulam that was firmly planted on the ground like the roots. The Sulam. But it was up in Shamayim. Malachim Olim V'yordim, checking. And they couldn't believe Yaakov Avinu, because every person in Shamayim, the Medrash tells us, there's a picture of us up in Shamayim. Right? Not necessarily a physical picture, but how we should be, how we should look. And the Malachim kept going up and down because they couldn't believe it. They did a double take. This is you. You look exactly the same. Most of us don't look the same because we're not on that level. We didn't reach where we should reach. We have to believe in ourselves, like we started off by saying. Elul is the month of belief, of the hands together. I believe in what Tshuva is, but I believe in myself. I believe in the greatness of the month. Ki Adam eis hasadeh. But I need to be firmly planted on the ground. I have to be real with myself. How am I going to accomplish? What am I going to be able to do? And maybe that's Yaakov Avinu saying what? Mikach mi ovnei hamakom. You got to take something with you. In a few weeks from now, in Parsha Shuvah, what were you going to say? Yuchu imachem devarim. What does it mean? Take with you stuff. The Rebbe Shalom says, I want you to come to me when Rosh Hashanah starts and just bring me something. Show me that you're trying. Right? The Sefer, that's exactly what he says over here. Sif Sechein says, that's the Yesod. Just start the Tshuva process and I'll open it up for you, like a balloon. One little needle pricks it, the whole balloon's done. That's Tshuva. Show me that you want to start. My hand is out, but you have to grab my hand. Soymech Hashem l'chol anoyflim is only good for the people she grew b'yemes that really want him. A fruits grow up to the Shamayim, but to be firmly planted, to recognize who we are and what we are and believe in ourselves. Such a horrible, horrible generation that people don't believe in themselves. I can't do. No. You got to push yourself to believe that. I'll end with a story if you don't mind. Tremendous story, my favorite Elul story. I heard it years ago, but I always have to relate it in Elul. It's a story about Rav Shlomo Zalman Aleinu. In the Haredi world during Sheva Brachas, there's a minhag. It's called the Batchen. This is what I would be very good at this. There's a guy that comes up and he tells jokes, makes the Chasan and Kala happy, and everybody loves him. So Batchen gets up and starts telling his jokes, and in walks in Rav Shlomo Zalman Aleinu. The Gadol HaGadolim. But Bad Khan's back is facing him, so he doesn't hear. And he tells the following joke. He says there was a bachar in yeshiva, a big yeshiva, called a bachar. And there was one outstanding bachar. The way that it worked in the olden days is that the gvir of the yeshiva, you know, the big money maker, he would come and he'd go to the Rosh Yeshiva. No, my daughter's ready, give me the best kid in the yeshiva. That's it. You give all the money, you get the best kid. So the Rosh Yeshiva says, oh, that bachar over there, ooh, he's a... He's a kluger. He's the smartest kid. He's like, you sure? I'm just checking. He goes, well, to be honest with you, that bachar over there, he's the kluger of klugers. Like, he's the best of the best. Wow. He's amazing of amazing. So he says, why'd you point to that one? But, well, this one, he's a good boy, but he's got a huge problem. He's got a tremendous stutter. He's such a good boy. He's a smother. You've never seen anything like it. But he's stuttering. We can't. So he says, I don't care. If he's a kluger, if he's a smart boy, I'll take him. Now imagine the Rosh Hashiva. The Rosh Hashiva says, no offense, I don't want this to break our relationship. Like, you give all the money to Yeshiva. I'm telling you, like, I don't want... So I don't care. He's a kluger, right? He's smart, yeah. You can imagine going to this boy who never thought he would ever get married, and now he's Now they want him to go, you're going out with the greatest of all girls. It'll be supported the rest of your life. But I couldn't believe it. The girl, so he's already, you can imagine, they're all prepping him for the date. Yeah, this is great. And he gets to the door, and he's so nervous. And he knocks on the door. And the father opens the door. The mom's there, they're excited. The kluger of the yeshiva. And he can't get out anymore. Nebuch. You can imagine, I don't know if you've ever, it's heart-wrenching. 20 minutes. Finally, after 20 minutes, he says, good evening. And they go out. They have a good time. The next morning, the gevir goes to the Rosh Hashiva and he says, Zay chutzpah. Chutzpah. This is the girl, my girl. She has to go out with this boy. He's a horrible stutter. It's like, what? We had this discussion. He's like, you said he's the kluger of klugers, the smartest of the smart. He's like, he's the smartest of the smart. I'm telling you, this guy is crazy. You lied to me. He says, what are you talking about? He said, if he really was the smartest boy of the smartest boys, you know what he had done? He would have come to the door. And he would have stuttered for 20 minutes. And then he would have knocked on the door and would have said, good evening. Everybody's laughing. It's a funny joke, huh? And then he turns around and sees Rosh Shlomo Zalman. He's like, I'm sorry. I didn't know the Rosh Hashiva. And he gets up. And with fear and trepidation, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, what a marshal. What an amazing story. Rabbi say we're in Elul. That's the message of Elul. The Rabbi Shalom says, I'm giving you an entire month to stutter. I'm giving you an entire month to believe in yourselves and to make yourself better. So in a month from now, I don't want to scare you, in a month from now, when we start singing, we can say to the Rabbi Shalom, good evening, because we've been stuttering the whole month. It's fine. That's the pshat. Elul is here, Rabbi Yisai. But Elul is Ani L'doidi, so close to me. But it's a personal geula, as we said from the Lulav HaBashar Rebbe, Schus Yogin Aleini. That the geula is here. We have to believe in ourselves. Ashir El Hashem, I'm so excited. The Rebbe Shalom wants me. But Odom Ki Esat Sadeh. You have to do it be'emes, like Rav Aaron Teach taught us. Tzedek Tzedek Tirdoif. And we have to do it recognizing that we are trees firmly planted in the ground with our roots that go up to Shemayim. We should be zeichet to see tshuvas and geulus with ksiva chasima tova for all of Klal Yisrael. And to all you guys, because Amir Tzashem, all the guys who are listening to this, should realize what they did this summer is aflo de fella. It's amazing. To take a summer, you know, I said this last week, but you know you're doing something right when people are jealous of you and say things about you. But take a summer and just say, not only do I not want to get paid, but I'm going to pay to come for a summer. I can't. I don't have a suga because, you know, I was your age many, many, many years ago. But I don't understand who would want to do this. You're crazy, in the greatest crazy way, and with the great fortune of having a Rebbe, a Rosh Koyla like Rav Ben. It's just what an amazing recipe. What a great combination. I'm mamish envious that at your age. This is what you dedicate yourself to. Shabbazaycha to only ma'isim toivim, only good things in Mirza Hashem, with a ksivach simatoyra, with only accomplishments, with believing yourself. Be as goyal tzedek meheri yaminu.